Why? Because when there is a deichak, when it's Rosh Hashanah, and the Rishus HaRabim itself, so many people start walking and the Tzidur Rishus HaRabim. So why does he have to resort to timing? But so it seems that the pshat of Rashi in Ravashi is no. The reason as to why Tzeye, Poches Megimul, is Botel Rishus HaRabim is not because unintentionally people would step on it. But the fact that unintentionally people step on it, that doesn't make it into a Hiluch Rabbi. Because since only when something is handled by Rabbim deliberately, but if it is used by Rabbim not deliberately, unintentionally, that wouldn't make it into a Mokim of Hiluch Rabbim. So, and still it is Botel Rishus HaRabim because of his special aloch, because of Poches Megimul, Kares Michtina. Alright, so this is what he said. Vamele, Mono and Milce, Dom Rabbonim, Kopachas Megimu, Klovidome, Omale, Lifishiev, Shal, Lishus Rabbim, Shetelokit, Bimlaket, or Itne. What's the Pshat, Lok, Makin, Itne? Because, so the Gemara is saying in effect this. In other words, suppose you have an elevation, a bump. In the middle of the Lishus Rabbim, you have a certain bump. So will you say, well, this should not have been of Rishus HaRabim, because after all, it is a little higher than the general level of the Karka Rishus HaRabim? We don't say that. Why don't we say that? Because it's impossible to find a surface of a Karka Rishus HaRabim that should be perfectly even level. So it's all over. It goes up and down. I mean. So we consider it as if it had been even leveled. Even if you have an elevation in the Karka Rishus HaRabim, so it's considered as if it had been even leveled. So Mimele, and if it's even leveled, so even though it's not used for Hiluch Rabim, so Mimele it's Botel Rishus HaRabim. It's Botel Rishus HaRabim. Why do we say Ligabi Tzidur Rishus HaRabim? That only because that the Rabbim use it b'shas deichak, they use it, otherwise not, because it's already in the tzidi of Rishus Rabbim, so it's not in the center of the Rishus Rabbim. But if something is in the center of the Rishus Rabbim, even though that particular spot is not used by Rabbim, so it is becomes bottled Rishus Rabbim. So Memele, he says, anything that you set up, let's say Leveno, Poches Megimul, so it is Botel Rishus HaRabim, because it is to be considered like a bump in the Rishus HaRabim. And the bump in the Rishus HaRabim is certainly an elevation. The Rishus HaRabim is certainly not considered as Kevei Rishus Le'atzim. This is what he says. Yehoche Gimul Nam, so Monev Shech, if that is the reason, so why Dafke, because Yefshel Rishus HaRabim Shetelakit Mimlakit Orehitne, so why Dafke Gimul Trochim? So even if it's Gimel, why Dafke less than Gimel Tvachim? Even if it's Gimel Tvachim or more than Gimel Tvachim, we should still say that it's bottled to the Karka Rishus HaRabim. Visu hod itna hamishal shel tvanis mil mailo imato im hein gvei min oretz shlisha tvachim psulo hocho ho poches migimul ksheiro. So we say, so here it's not because it becomes bottled the Rishus HaRabim. Bishleime, if you set up, so the original Shaila had reference to, let's say, to a Leveno that was set up in the Rishus HaRabim. So there you can say, because the Efshel Rishus HaRabim, Shlakid Oritne, so it becomes bottled the Rishus HaRabim. It's not Kevei Rishus La'atzmei. But we see that there is a Loche of Poches Megimul Tvachim in regard to a Deifen that does not reach the Karka, but it remains Tolu, but it comes within, it reaches the Karka within Poches Megimul Tvachim from the Karka. So there we also say we apply Aloch of Lovut. That you cannot explain on the basis of Liefshel Yeshus HaRabim Shilakit Maket Oritne. That you could explain the reason as to why a Leveno Poches Megimul Tvachim that is set up in the Rishus HaRabim is not a Mokim Ptur. But you couldn't explain you couldn't explain the aloche of lovewood, of lovewood, of mechitzes, of amshal shel tfonis memayu lemato. So he says, "Hoso mane time mishim davar mechitzes shagdoyim beikim bo." So in other words, if it's gimel or more, but if it's less than gimel, so then it's gdoyim, it's not beikim bo. So memele we apply aloche of lovewood of mechitzes of gudachis. So there it's because of the aloche of gudachis we apply. So that's the reason, because we apply the aloche of gudachis. Masheinke, why do we say that Elivino poches megimul? So is bottle of Rishus Rabim. So that we could say because of Sheyef Shal Rishus Rabim Shlakim Lakid Uritne. So it's considered like a bump of the Rishus Rabim. So then the Gemara says Teinach Limato Limaylo Ma'ikel Meima. So what kind of a kasha is it? Monefshech. The Gemara says Hosom Ane Taime. Hosom Ane Taime. Because Mishum Dehavelei Mechitza Shagdoim Beikimbo. In other words, if it's shleishat vachim, but poches migimul, so it's not. It will, as Rashi says, we poches mishleishol like a pkiyas goy. So what does it mean? So we apply the aloche of lovewood of mechitzes. We apply the aloche of lovewood of mechitzes. So if we apply the aloche of lovewood of mechitzes, so what's the gemara's kashe? What's the gemara's kashe? What's the Gemara's kashe? Tinach limato limaylo ma'ikel meima. We apply the aloche of lovewood of mechitzes of gudachis. So limaylo we also apply the aloche of lovewood of mechitzes. What does Rashi say? Tinach limato limaylo ma'ikel meima limaylo hechad amgina lovewood limaylo b'chama duchtin ki magiv in gimul chavolim. So gimul chavolim. So in other words, you have one rope or you have one stick. And then two tvachim removed, or two and a half tvachim removed, another stick, another rope. So it's again the aloche of lovewood of mechitzes. So we apply the aloche of lovewood of mechitzes, the aloche of lovewood of mechitzes, limato and limailo. So what's the Gemara's kashi? So the Gemara has to say, elo kolpoches mishleisho ki lovewood dome hilches egmiralo. Hilches egmiralo. And what did the Gemara at first mean? When the Gemara says, "Hosom ane taime mishim dehavel mechitzes shagdoyim beikim bo," so only if it's gimel, it's gdoyim beikim bo. But poches megimel, it's saying gdoyim beikim bo. So then there is aloch of lovewood. So that is also aloch lemeishim sinai. So what did the Gemara mean at first, and what did the Gemara mean at the end? So the pshat is as follows. You see. At first, when the Gemara said, "Hoso mane time mishim dahavon mechitzes shagdoyim beikim bo uvipoches mishleisho leke pkiyas doyim," so the Gemara meant the aloche of lovewood. The Gemara also meant the aloche of lovewood, but the Gemara at first meant that this is the aloche of gudachis. So it's the aloche of gudachis, but. Now, Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yude applies the aloch of Gedachis even if it's removed more than Gimel Tvachim. But the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yude Achelik, and they say that we cannot apply the aloch of Gedachis if Gdoim is Beikim Tachtov. But in Achaname, suppose the Mechitzet Tluyo happens to be on Yam, so there is no Pkiyas Gdoim, and Pkiyas Dogim, the Gemara says, further in Azirik, Losh Mopkie, so then even the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda apply the aloche of Gudachis. So, but Biyabosho, they cannot apply the aloche of Gudachis because Kol Mechitze Shagdoim Beikim Tachtov Eino Mechitze. In other words, Mechitze means that it obstructs passage. It obstructs passage by people, it obstructs passage by animals. So even a small animal like Igdi. So if it doesn't obstruct the passage by small animals like doyim, so it's not a mechitze. Because that's by definition, a mechitze is only something that is menea regel odom regel behemo. Rishini mentioned it. So mashenkin yam, so it there is no passage passage by Odom or by Gdoim and Pkiyas Dogim ain't a Pkiyah. Right. So in other words, so there is a halacha of Gudachis, and the reason as to why, if it's more than Poches Megimel, from the Karaka, so then we don't apply the halacha of Gudachis, is because Pkiyas Gdoim Shmo Pkiyah. So this is what the Gemara at first said. And so hod it nan. I'm Charles Sultanis Mumayel Lamato. So the Gemara says, So if it's poches megimul, so we apply the halacha of gudachis. So then the Gemara says, teinach limato, limaylo mayikel meimar. So in other words, so we see from this Gemara that when can we apply the halacha of gudas achis? If we can say that the mechitze goes down, up to the kark. But suppose we cannot say that the mechitze that we imagine as if the mechitze went down up to the kark, so then we cannot say it goes up to a certain point. So, if the mechitze, let's say, is suspended like this, and it's poches megimul 2.5 tvochim from the karaka, so then we can apply a halacha of gudachis. We say, just as there is a halacha of gudasik, so the mechitze goes up to the rakia without a limit. So here we say gudachis up to the karaka. But suppose you put two chavoli, number of sticks. And you have one stick, you have on the karka itself. You have one board, you have on the karka. And then you have another board. And then you have another board. And there is vacant space between the first board that is set up on the karka and the other board. Let's say there is 2.5 tvochim. So this is what Rashi means, ki makifin gimul chavolim. So you also say that it's a good mechitze. Now here we couldn't apply the halacha of gudachis, because gudachis, the halacha of gudachis, is shayach only if we can say that the mechitze goes down up to the karka. But if you have a board set up on the karka and then you put another board here, so you cannot say that this board goes up to the karka, because you already have in tzias a board. So you have to say that this board goes down up to here. That we cannot say. There is no halacha of gudachis. But, so why is it good? Because there is a halacha of lovut. Of lovut apart from gudachis. So, in the case where the mechitze is a mechitze tluyo, like this, poches megimul tvochim, then we can apply the halacha of gudachis. Because there is no Pkiyas Gdoim, so just as Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude applies Aloha of Gudachis when it remains suspended like this, the great height from the Karaka, so according to Rabbonim Rabbi Yude, if there is a possibility of Pkiyas Gdoim, then we don't say Gudachis. But if it's Poches Megibot Tvochim, there is no possibility of Pkiyas Gdoim, so then we say Gudachis. So what does Gudachis mean? We say that we consider as if the whole mechitze goes up to the very end, up to the karka. But when you have one board, and then you have another board, and you have vacant spaces between, so then you cannot say gudachis. But there is a halacha of lovut that it extends, that anything that is less than gimul tvochim removed from something else, so we imagine it as if it extends to that point that is less than gimul tvochim away from. So that's not halacha of gudachis. So that's the difference between the first teretz of the Gemara. With the Gemara, of course, the halacha of gudachis is also halacha of Meshe Mesinai. Gudasi, gudachis, that's halacha of Meshe Mesinai. But at first the Gemara says, when the Gemara mentioned Visu Hoditnan, Hamishal Shel Tfan Ismail Mailo Limato, Imen Gvei Minoretz, Shleisha Tvochim Ipsu. Hopoches megimul ksheiro. So the Gemara said, "Hosam hane taime mishum davon chishak doim baking bo, but poches mishum tvochim." There is no pias doim. So mimele we apply the halacha of gudachis. So the Gemara knew that is also halacha mishum sinai. But the Gemara was applying the halacha of gudachis. So the Gemara says, when can you apply the halacha of gudachis? if there is nothing between the limit of the mechitze and the karka, so then you can say gudachis mechitze, pull it out up to the karka. But when you have a mechitze and you have boards and vacant spaces between one board and the other, so you couldn't say now here we don't have to apply the halacha of gudachis in order to say that it goes down up to the karka, because you have it board up to the karka, set up the karka. But you have to say that this goes down, extends up to here. Then you can, it's not the halacha of gudachis, because gudachis mechitze. Gudachis mechitze is only shayach if we can say that it goes down all the way up to the karka. But if you have to say that it extends only to another board, then you cannot say gudachis mechitzte. And then, but there is another halacha lemesh misinai of lovut, and lovut is not only in mechitzes. We say the halacha of lovut even in a horizontal direction. We also say it doesn't make any difference whether it's in a vertical direction or horizontal direction, or even respect to the herchek between the tfanis and the schach. So even though the halacha is that it's the tfanis have to be somuch l'schach, but suppose there is a removal of less than three tvochim, so then it's considered. So that's the halacha of lovut, and that is also to be distinguished from the halacha of lovut of kol poches migimul kares michta dami. You see, so in other words, actually, the term lovut can be used in three different senses. First of all, you can use the term lovut in the sense of kol poches migimul kares michta dami. Kares michta dami. That means, so that is the halacha of rove and Rav Chelke Batuvie, if the ball reaches poches migimul tvochim, mishus hayochid, lishus hayochid, derech, lishus harabim. So even the Rabbon of Rabbi Akiva will be made if the ball passed over a distance of less than gimul tvochim from the car. That has nothing to do with mechitzes. That's called poches migimul kares migradam. So that means that the level of the karke is considered, is imagined to go up. That's one halacha. Then we have another halacha of lovut of mechitzes of gudachis. Of lovut of mechitzes of gudachis. That is lovut of mechitzes of gudachis. So that is, let's say, that is if the mechitze doesn't reach the karke, but it comes within poches migimul tvochim from the karke. So that's halacha of gudachis. So it's the same halacha as gudachis according to Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yudeh, no matter how high from the karke it is. And it's the same halacha as a mechitze tluyo in the yam, no matter how high above the karke it is. And then there is, so that's a halacha of gudachis mechitzte. And then the term lovut can be used in the sense that it's, you can also call it gudach, lovut of mechitzes, but not gudachis. When can we say gudachis mechitzte? Only if we can say that the mechitze goes down all the way to the karka. But when you have, let's say, suppose you have an horizontal direction. You have a number of boards. You set up a fence, and you put. But there is vacant space, so you set up one board here and one board here, and in between the two boards in a horizontal direction, there are two tvochim, two and a half tvochim, two and three fourths of a tefach. So vacant space. So then we also say lovut. And you can say lovut of mechitzes. But it doesn't mean gudachis. Gudachis is only shayach when it goes down. So in other words, so even if it is in a vertical direction, But if you have a board set up on the karke, and then you have other boards and you have vacant spaces, so that is a din of lovud and even lovud of mechitzes, but it's not the lovud of gudachis. So this is what the Gemara said. Tinach lemato lemaylo mayik lemeima el kol pachas mishleisha kol lovud dame hilchas egmira lo. In other words, there is a loche of lovud of mechitzes, even without gudachis. That's hilchas egmira lo. And the Gemara, and with the Gemara before, when it said, "Hoso man etaimi mishim dav mechitzes shagdoyim beikim bo," but pachas migimul sagdoyim is not beikim bo. So it also knew that it's a loche lemishim sinai. But there, the Gemara had reference to the lovud of mechitzes that is not based upon gudachis. Here, the Gemara says. I mean, there the Gemara had reference to the lovud of mechitzes that is based upon gudachis, and here when the Gemara says alo kol pachas mishleisha kol lovud dami hilchas egmira lo, that the lovud of mechitzes that is not even based upon gudachis, and it applies in a case where you have a small mechitze set up on the karke, but we have to apply the aloche of lovud of mechitzes between one board and another, and it also applies to a case where we say lovud in a horizontal direction. All right, good.
Sorry, I'm very hoarse. Don't have one of Mishis Rabbi, Mishis Rabbi, Mishis Yochi, the Emzah, the Rebbe Mechayev, the Chomin Peter. So Rabbi Shmuel Gamet Havaye, Rechim and Rebbe, Ela Mishis Yochi, he called. The Amginon Dei Sekim and the Mali Ram, Abo Shein, he called a leg. So Rabbi Shmuel say that Rebbe is only Mechayev in the Rishis HaYochi. In other words, it's not Rebbe's din is not based upon Kudukim Shehu Chodami. If it had been based upon Kudukim Shehu Chodami, then it would have been different. Rishis HaRabbi, Rishis HaYochi, Mikure or not Mikure. But Rebbe holds Kudukim Shehu Chodami. But if it passes to the Rishis HaYochi, and if the Rishis HaYochi has his ceiling, so then we say basic mandamali dame. I will shame him to a lawyer. The mandamali mitech shu cheshach. Umole havle. So Rashi explains that the reason is to why Rebbe holds that when a Rishis HaYochi has he did command the Malvit on me because we take Shu Hei Shech Umole Hab. Omar Abkhon, Omar Ab Yehudi Omar Shmuel, Mechayev or Yoreb Shtay, Achas Mishu Mitzoye, Achas Mishu Machnos. So in many ways, since even though the reason as to why Rebbe says that he's chayev because basically man the malid on it, so because of that, when he passes through the Rishis HaYochi, that is mikure, it's considered as if he rested and then continued passing. So in many ways, there are two itzoyes. First of all, the moment it enters the Rishis HaYochi, so he's made. So then he's chayev mishumachnose, and then when it continues to pass from the Rishis HaYochi into the Rishis HaRabi, so there is itzoye. Even though it's the same loche, but now itzoye is the meitz Rishis HaYochi Rishis HaRabi. That's down, and Rishis HaRabi Rishis HaYochi. Rishis HaYochi Rishis HaRabi. That's the up, and. and Mishas Rabbi, Mishas Yochi, as they told the Achnose, according to many Gemaras. Now we saw that the Rambam Paskens, the Achnose is also now. So the Rambam says that there is a Machlekes in the Gemara about that, and that Rav Pope holds that the Achnose is an Av. So in other words, all those Gemaras that say that the Achnose is a Tomode, that's not in accordance with Rav Pope. So Yosef Rav Chonin and Kokasha, so that means, even though he did the two mitzoyes consisted of the av of mitzoye and the temode and the achnose, so is chayev atilod in mokim ha'am. In other words, that's like Rav Elazar. This is what Rav Elazar says, that someone does an av and he does it temode. So it's chayev to chatois. But how can Rebbe agree with Rebbe Zazdi? Matanye, Rebbe ime advorim ha-advorim, eila advorim ilalametes mochesh and emblemish in Sinai. So the Torah says in Vayakir, eila advorim ha-shech tzivo. So dvorim applies to, and ha-advorim is marred another one. So it's three. And eile, the gematria of eile, is Lamed and Hey and Aleph, so it's 36. So 36 plus 3, so it's 39. So that's the remes. You are in a dormant, you are in a dormant, in Sinai. So why was it necessary for the Torah to emphasize that there are 39 loches? So the reason is that if someone will be able of the loches, be able nechod, be able nechod, so he'll be mechuyev. So mechuyev on mitzvah loches. Omalei. So Kavishan lechz beyakel lad dvorim shetzim et dvorim mash betrei. Hey malachad hot plat. Hey lebig matret lo tevishei shel atesh loches umir abam nal koch ledas kam chatlo yisod mischayev ve lemechot. Aval Shabbos vi mechayev atol dem mokimav ve lemechot hava letuve. But if one can be mechuyev a separate chatos on the telode of the tav, so mele he can be mechuyev more than 39 chatois, and it appears from Rebbe that that's the maximum number of chatois that a person can become mechuyev in one Shabbos. 39 is the maximum. Why only 39? He was able all the lamites of his, and in addition he was able hachnose the telode of mitzoye, so it's a 40. So why does Rebbe say that 39 is the maximum? So it's a raya that Rebbe holds, no, that if a person does it the av and the telode, so he's not, he's only chayev one chat. Now, so here the Gemara says, Mechayev Rebbe atol de Mokimah. We mean that Mechayev Rebbe atol de Mokimah. So the Roshi, he stole it. So, but the, so according to the Ban, so that is in line with the Mandoma who holds that Achnose is it all. But the Rambam passes like Rav Pope, that Achnose is enough. But it's unreasonable to assume that the whole Gemara cannot accord with the Shittas Rambam, that there are certain mandomas. There are certain mandomas who hold that Achnose is also enough. So, but the expression, the Mechayev Rebbe told the Mokmav, is in accordance with the mandoma who holds that Achnose is told it. But the Etzim, Din that the Gemara mentions, should be accord with every mandama. So, but here the Gemara says here in Kokashele, the main red in the Chayim Rebbe are told in Mokamah, Vatan Rebbe in the Advorim, Advorim, Mila Advorim, of Tesu Lachesh Nemo Meshim Sinai. So the question is, but according to mandama, let's say Rav Pope, that Achnose is not it or the some mele, we can explain Rav Yudah Mashmuel's din, Mechayev Rebbe Shtayim Achas Mishmitzoy Vachas Mishmachnos. So true, That expression, the Gemara, I told him, Mokimar, is in accordance with the Mandoma, that Achnosi is it about it. But, so why does the Gemara say, Rimeire, Vimechayev Rebbe? No, it's not Muchach from Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel. Maybe Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel holds that Achnos is also so we have to say that even if we say that Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel holds that Achnos is also now, like Rav Pope, the way the Rambam paskens, Rambam paskens, but it's still muchach from Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, from Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, that Rebbe is mechaye atol den mokma. Now, the Gemara increases, daf yudale, daf tesvor. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Yisrael. Rebbe is mechaye, Rebbe Lezer is mechaye atol den mokma. What if, according to Rav Lezer, suppose he does the same math twice, kotza v'kotza? So Rabbi says that not only is Rav Lezer mechayev v'tol den mokimar, if he does the av and the tolde of that av, tuchateis, but if he does the same av twice, he is also chayev tuchateis. That's what Rabbi says. Rabbi Yisrael says no. Rav Lezer is only mechayev if he does two separate melachos, but it can, both melachos come within one category. One is the av and one is the telode. Mashein kein, if he does the same av twice, kotzah v'kotzah, kotzah regress, and then again kotzah regress, be'er le'mechot, so Rav Yisrael says, then he's chayv only one chatos if mekot rabbis. Now, so of course, according to Rabbi, there is no cash altogether. But even according to Rabbi Yisrael holds that Rabbi Lezer is only mechaye. I told him what map. But if he does the same map twice, he's chayv only one chatos. But Rabbi Nitzal Ashkenazi is chubes. He says in discussing the Shittas Rambam that not only is there such a thing as the water, there is also such a thing as me now, the Rambam. To Chatois, Mashein Kein, if he does the Av and Meinav, let's say the Rambam, Zereya is an Av, and the Rambam considers Zei Meinav. So in regard to that, well, it's Meinav or Meinav, so in the contra of Yosef, Reb Lezer will say that is chayv to chatois. So, in Mele, this Gemara is not difficult according to the Rambam. True, the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Chonin Mikokasher, Limein Bredi Mechayev Rebbe Atodin Mokimar. But so yes, but according to Rav Pope, and Dr. Zamroi, that Rambam and the Rambam say that he is chayev, that Achnos is enough. So why do we have to come to the conclusion that Rebbe is mechayev atol den mokimar? No, maybe Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, so they hold that Achnos is an av, so maybe that's the reason. So the answer is, because if we enav, the same aloche, if we say that Rebbe Lezer, that Rebbe is mechayev atol den mokimar, so if we say that Rav Lezer is mechayev, even if Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel holds that Achnos is an av, so what kind of an av is it? It's an ein av. So the Meila is the same aloch. If he's chayev, two chatois of an ein av, this, so he's chayev, an av in Tode also. The same thing. That only Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Chayiv Sa'id. The Tanya, Mishus HaYochid, Mishus HaRabim, Yom HaRabam, Mishus HaRabim, Rebbe Mechayiv, Mechachom HaPeich. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Mechayiv Oye Rabbi Yehuda Shtai, Achas Mishim Tzoye, Achas Mishim Avor. Achas Mishim Tzoye, Achas Mishim Avor. So, Yisra Medai Tochot Yehuda Mechayiv, Michlau, Rabbonon Patra, Ligamre, Mechad Rabbon Patel Gamre, or Afikon Mishus HaYochid Mishus HaRab. So this is what Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel said. That Rabbi Yehuda Mishus HaYochid Mishus HaRab and passed Abam Mishus HaRabi. So he's chayev two chatois. One chatos is chayev on the score of Meitzi Mishus HaYochid Mishus HaRabi. And the other is chayev on the score of Mavir Abam Mishus HaRab. How do we know that Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev two chatois? Because there is a machlekes between David and Chachomim. Now, so if we say that Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev too, so then when we say that Chachomim are peiter, so it means they are peiter of two. But it's chayev one. But if the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda is that is chayev only one chatos, so then we have to say that the Chachomim are peiter, they are peiter ligamre. How could Rabbonim be peiter ligamre? Or Afikon meshes ayochim meshes rab. So the Gemara says no. But there is no echef. We might deal the layer on the melocha being the chode or the mechay. So then you ask, so why are the chachomim? Pater, he certainly should be mechuyev. He certainly should be mechuyev. And the score of meitzi, versus hayochi, versus rabbi. Versus yochi, versus rabbi. One chatos. The rabbonon, pater ligamre, eich and ishkach asmo. Kigein do omar, adin afkele, versus rabbi, tenuach. That was his kavanah. That the moment it comes into the Rishus Rabbim, it enters the Rishus Rabbim, it should be the Nuach. Uvehokom ifrede. Ki Rabbi Yehuda sabar, and it wasn't Noch. The moment it passed the borderline, it entered the Rishus Rabbim. But it was Noch after passing the Abraham, it's in the Rishus Rabbim. So Mele, now there is a loch of Leches Machsheves. So, if the melocha is not done in accordance with his rots, so the mele is not chayev. So, Rabbi Yehuda says he's chayev one chatos. Rabbi Yehuda sova amrinon kluto kemishehunch. So, mele, that means he's chayev one chatos on the score of meitzim shayoch and shesarabi. Because the moment it passed the borderline between the shayoch and shesarabi, so it's considered al pidin as if it had been noch at the time. So it's chayv one chatos on the score of meitzim b'shus hayoch and b'shus rabim. But it's not chayv two chatos. Why shouldn't it be chayv two chatos? After all, there is one anoche. Al pidin, there is a constructive anoche, a legal anoche. The moment it passes the borderline between b'shus hayoch and b'shus rabim and it continues passing. So in the middle of then, there is another. Meloche of Avor Adal Adamis, that the answer is because according to this Gemara, so Rabbi Yehuda also holds that one is not chayev at all in Lokima. So Mele cannot be mechuyev to chatois. So is chayev. So Mele is chayev one chatos and both. So Rabbi Yehuda sober amrin kutkem shumuch. ויסבלו לשד מחשבתי ורבונו סברי לא ימרינו כלותו כמישהו לא ימרינו כלותו לשמוכו סובי מילה ולא יסבלו מחשבתי סובי כנת במחויה on the score of מייצים ושוסה יוחי ושוסה רבים of course and סובי כנת במחויה on the score of מייצים not only כנת במחויה on the score of Mavir Al Adamel Vishus Rabi, since he holds Uram Gino Kuta Kim Shimuch Adamye, so there was no Avon Mishus Al Adamel Vishus Rabi, but he cannot even be Mechuyev on the score of Meitzim Shaykh Rishis Rabin, even though he was Meitzim Shaykh Rishis Rabin, but his Kabbalah was that he should stop, it should rest the moment it passes the borderline, and he didn't rest the moment it passed the borderline, it rested Tal Gabbas away. So Meile is not Chayim, it's not Melech Machsheves. This is what he said. So the Gemara says, "Where is the Kedai?" Itanye, Rabbi Yude, Beisiv, Avashim, Beitvam, Dakte. So they are Beisiv to the Lamkes Meloches, the closing of the web and the beating of the wood. Omole, Shem, Beitam, Beitvam, Meisach. So when you close the web, so in effect you stretch it out, the threads. So it comes with the Meisach. On the Dakte, when you beat on the wood, that took shot in the Rashi. We'll see. So midagdik, when you beat on the wool, hare you bechvaleir, my love, the avinu litavai, vahadot, the avinu litavai vahadot. In other words, that he did shave to midagdik together with the other melochis. So, and then he says, Rabbi Yude, that he is chayev. So it's a more assumed here that both Rabbon and Rabbi Yude agree that Shevet and Midagdei can't hold us. In other words, Shevet is a tolder of Meisach, and Midagdei is a tolder of Erek. And still Rabbi Yudah says, Meisif hava Shevet and Midagdei, that means that if together with all the Lametes Melochis, he did Shevet and Midagdei, so he's not only Chayev 39 Melochis, but he's Chayev 41. So, my love, the Avdin le Tavai, but I do it. Ush Mamino, Mechai, Voya Rabbi Yude, I told them what I'm out. In my, Dil Meleilom, the Avdin le Holy Chude, the Holy Chude, the Rabbi Yude, I told them what I'm out, Loi Mechai. So what is the Machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yude? If he just did Chivit to the Dagdik, not Chivit to the Dagdik together with Meisach and Erik. So what is the machlekes? Rabbon should also agree that it's chayv echatos because it's a tovodes, so it's chayv echatos. As Ubi Hoki, so Yigmar says that my deal on the Lord of the Chude, on the Chude, Rabbi Yudah told him what he might do in the chayv. Ubi Hoki comes to it. Rabbi Yudah so far, Hanu obesni, the Rabbon on Savre, Hanu tivodesni. Now Tesis is explaining. Tesis explains, my love, the Avdil it avai v'adod in a loshim yushim, the mashma the maskon mikoy oche, v'zeine, the maskon en amed in forge, Rabbi Yudah choshev v'oves, my den amed Avdil it avai v'adod, the v'dovet hay l'chude v'hay l'chude, k'de asim amecham esloim. So, b'hol amed in Rabon nalei, the tape claim mishim to lo d'av mechay, v'im ri, v'im imchik, v'shape v'asim amed. ואוכל פירושי, פלי לונדה עבדה היי לחודה והי לחודה. And the machlekes of Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanan is referenced not to the case of someone who did the melochas b'sheigeik. Because if he did it b'sheigeik, so there wouldn't be enough kibbeh between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanan. So what difference does it make whether it's an av or a lode? He's chay v'chabes anyway. If he did it just el hay lechudah v'hay lechudah. But the machlekes of Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanan is referenced to the case where he did it b'meizit to dasroye, or he got to hit misa, or in asroye, Rabbi Yudah tzorech lasrei se mishim shevet, or be dagdik, because shevet is a nav by itself, and midagdik is a nav by itself, or Rabbanan, so shevet is a tolode of meizach, and midagdik is a tolode of erik, so mele, dasroye, has to be in Shemes of Eirik. This is how Tesis explains the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Mimai deal meleilam dov de lahay lechude lahalechud." And the machlekes is in respect to, in the machlekes has reference to the case where the meloches the shevet of midagdei the meizit and with asoy and in regard to the chiyuv misa. Rabbi Yudah, I told him, "Look, my avloy mechay." We hope him if we can Rabbi Yudah. The Yudah saw that Hanu obesni. So mele. If that soy has to be mishishin to midagdik, so it's chayef if that soy mishishin to midagdik. And obviously, we have all the Sabre handed to all this thing. Teda, Victoria, have you ever seen? I am a Bishlin of Ames. My Macy Boris, so understand the expression. Macy, in other words, a contribute, so instead of 39 miloches, obviously, miloches, now 41. Eli Amretim Odes. My Macy. It maname Rabbi Rabbi said that Abaye Rechiev Rabbi Yudeh Alachas. So in other words, so Rabbi Yudeh, so Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi Yosef said that Rabbi Yudeh was Mechayev Shtayim, because Rabbi Yudeh is Mechayev, I told them look him out. But Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, they say no, that Rabbi Yudeh is not Mechayev, I told them look him out. We look him out. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Omar Rav Yisif Rav Chonen Mamas Lod Rav Yudah Mashmul Mechaim Rav Yishtayim Aod Rebbe Vigash Lod Rebbe Rebbe Rav Yudah Lava Ho Amra El Rav Yudah Masna Vigash Lod Rebbe 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 So if we apply it to Rebbe, so then there is a kasha because of the price of Rebbe of Dvorim Advor. So that price implies that Rebbe holds that the maximum number of Hatoyes one can be Mechuyev on one Shabbos is 39. But if we apply this halacha that Chayiv Shtayim to Rabbi Yudeh, so we have no price that says that Rabbi Yudeh holds that the maximum number of Hatoyes is 39. We can't show the Ashkelon, but Rabbi Yudeh told him not that. We should say, Yochim, we should say, Rabbi, we should say, Rabbi, we should say, Rabbi, Kinim, we should say, Nuach, Vim, Ketarte, we should say, Zrika, Abames, Horek, Asin, Abach, we should say, Abor, we Rabbon, and Patra, Abor, we should say, Svir, Abor, Kulti, Koshim, Unch, we tell, Kim, Shim, Unch, we should not say, Pesach, we should say, Lech, we know, we should say, Abor, Chayev, we should say, So this is what Rav Yosef said, that the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanon is in regard to the question as to whether it's chayev. In this case of Mishtayoch, Mishus Rabbi, Baba Mishus Rabbi, two chatois or all chatois. But Gemara says no, that the machlokes is whether it's chayev or chatois, or it's potaligam. V'yisavad lo imachshavtei, shenocho mitziyose liyat. Hilka chayev mishimitzoi, avo mishavor eloi lechayev. ואף אגב, וחושב לו כמו שהוא נכו, ולקחו ונכו. So he still not חייב to חתויס, because it's an אבן תרודה. So we should have a תרודה, לא כמר, אבא שאילי, אם שוב אבס מלוחס, לא דעמו, וכך נינו שבוסו בלאכות, חיו על כוח הלחץ. שאילי, מחר כמחר, מחר כמחר, on the closing of the web, הוא מדג די, so he has two shot. ומדקדק מול פשטיס, מדקדק לאחר שמותח החוט של אורן. מה כבחרקר? ובייסק אם הוא מכן. So according to that פשט, מדקדק means beating up the roof. But then there's another פשט. ויש מפורשים מדקדק ממש והריגו, כשיש בזכות עם פרוחים זה עם זה, ומודול מן השור, מש וליסוף דקר ובמחת. Not the beat, according to the second pshat, in fact, it's just not being beaten down the roof, but it means the evening, the straightening out of the chuti. Of the chuti. My love, the avil, the kule, shevi to mitagdik by the shom melochets, to a meisik kotone, u meisik leirek, nino im oves melochets, veil to the same, kitone shevi mechonisa, my meisik, arl nino el oves, u my disorkera. Alright, now, itmar, נאמר רבי רבי שם את הווי הולכים רבי דורחס אומר רבי לא רבש ומי ויסור לקטלת למכור תמחי את מודו רבי יהודה שתי so according to רבי יס according to רבי יס in the Hava Min of the Gemor in the Hava Min of the Gemor that רבי יהודה was מחי שתי How could he have such a solid item? Why is all that to be caught? How can Mechayev Shtayim? True, that could be the holds. that Chayim Atulodim lo kimal, but there is a halacha of Melaches Machsheves. So if someone does a melacha, and the melacha takes place not the way he was mischaving it should take place, so he's poter. So he's poter even not only if he was mischaving leheter, and then inadvertently he took place b'isa, but even if the kavone was b'isa, but the kavone was b'isa in one form, and it took place in another form, so he's also poter. In other words, if one was mischaving to be leketeinim, and unintentionally, inadvertently, he was leketanovim, so he's poter. Even if the kavone was kavone b'isa, so mele, how can he be when he is a mitzi? So how can Chabuda be mechayik to chatoyis? One underscore of mitzi versus hayochid versus rabbi, and the other underscore of maved olam versus rabbi. The question is, what was his kavone? What was his rot? Now let's see the Rashi. Why is all the kadai? Nei name din chayev atolde the mokemal. Ochel aftarti. Dilo ochel misim talit boilo. The kavone molefsha. If the kavone the rots of the person was that the hanoche should take place, that it should rest. At the end of Dalet Amis and Rishus Rabbi, not the moment it enters the Rishus Hayochid. Not the moment it enters the Rishus Rabbi. Not the moment it crosses the line between the Rishus Hayochid and the Rishus Rabbi. But at the end of Dalet Amis and Rishus Rabbi, after passing Dalet Amis. So, the Ilhochel is a Dalet Boilo, the Tonduach. So, the Mizrotzen. There is rotzen that he should be mechuyev underscore. So he can be mechuyev underscore of meitzi versus ayochid of meitzi versus ayochid versus rabbi at the end of the ledamas. But hochle mechayev avor as dalet del yovam mitchil as dalet lisev dalet versus rabbi. So Rabbi Kveidi and Rosh Chidush, yes, it's a very strong Rashi against Rashi. What is Rashi now? We are saying, I mean, everybody concedes that Rabbi Yehuda holds Krutok and Junch. So Mele, why does Rashi say, Nei Named Mechai, Dil Roch, Lisei Dalet Boyelo Yitonuach, Hochel in Mechai Vavores Dalet. So in other words, if the kavone, the rots of the person was that he should be noch at the end of the Adames, so then he should be mechuyev on the score of meitzim yoshus hayochid yoshus harabi yoshus harabi, and it's itzoy harich. So Rabbi Kveidi says no, Rashi should say the opposite. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds Krutok and Junchodam, but there is a law of Melaches Machsheves. So he cannot be Mechuyev unless the Hanochet takes place in accordance with his Rotzen, where he wanted it to take place. So Mele, he cannot be Mechuyev on the score of Meitzim Meshus Hayochid Meshus Rabin the moment he becomes cold, when it enters the Rishus Rab, because the rot, his rotzen is that the Hanoche should not take place here. The Hanoche should take place at the end of the Ledames. But there is a Hanoche. Hanoche there is, because Krutok and Junchodam. It's not the Hanoche of Meleches Machsheves only implies, that's Rabbi Yehuda's kasha. The Hanoche of Meleches Machsheves only implies that if the Hanoche takes place contrary to his Rotzen, so Mimele, it's not in Melaches Machsheves. So let's say, to be more further, if it is if it is Mishavim Rizrik Arba Vizorak Shmoino, so he's potter, because the Anoche did not take place in accordance with his rots. So that's the Anoche of Meleches Machsheves. But Meleches Machsheves has nothing, has no relevance on the question of Klutokim Shehuchadami. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds Klutokim Shehuchadami, so the moment, let's say the ball, it crosses the borderline between the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabim, and just as it enters the Rishus HaRabim, so it's Noach, even though his Rotzen, his Kavone was that it should be Noach at the end of the Ledames. But Kluto is still apply the deen of Kluto and Mishim Chavan. But we cannot say he should become Mechuyev the moment the ball crosses the borderline between the Mishayoch and the Rishus Rabbi, because it's not Melechus Machsheves. But Noach it is at that time, and then it continues passing. So then, and then it rests at the end of the Ledames. That is so when it rests at the end of the Ledames, then it does come from to his rot. So may let him be Mechuyev on the score of the Ledames Rishus Rabbi. So why does Rashi say that's Rambiyah's Kashi? Why does Rashi say אבל אוכל אפתרתי, כי דיר לי אוכל בסעיף דלת, בואו נראה את הנוח, אוכל לי נראה את העבור אז דלת. דיר לי אובה מתחיל אז דלת בסעיף דלת, why not? He was אובה מתחיל אז דלת בסעיף דלת, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, קלוטו כמי שאום חודם יהיה. So just as Rabbi Akiva says, קלוטו כשמי אום חודם יהיה. So the melee, it's considered as he passes the rishus, as if it rested and it continued, and then Mekar again. So here too, the moment it crosses the borderline between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim, so it should be considered Talpidim, as if it rested, and then in Yom Akiva. This is what Gemara says at the beginning of Yetzirah Shabbos, according to Rav Akiva. So Mimele, but he cannot be Mechuyev the moment it crosses the borderline, because it's not Melechus Machsheves that Anoch. But then it continues. It makes him an akire. It makes an akire, and then it rests at the end of the Ledames. That anoche is in accordance with his rotzen. So let him be mechuyev on the score of Mavad al Dabim Shesrabi. That's Rabbi Kiyas Kashi. So why does Rashi say, you hoche li sing dalet boi lo tenuach, hoche li mechayev avor al dalet, you lo oba mitchil al dalet, li sing dalet di Shesrabi, ela atzoy el chud u li mechayev, li tzoy arich te u dova. It should be just the reverse, Rabbi Kleiger asks. So Rabbi Kleiger mentions the Rashbo here, the Rashbo, and the same thing that the Rashbo says here. So Teisves in Erev and Avtzadik Ches says the same thing, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the Rotzen is an essential ingredient. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rotzen is an essential ingredient in Kuto Kishimu Chedam. It's not only that the machshove, the rotzen of the person, is an important factor in the chiyuv chatos, because otherwise it's not in lechus machsheves. That's one aloch. In other words, if the anoche takes place not in accordance with the rotzen, let's say mischavin vizrik arba vizorak shmeino, so then he's potter. Why? Because it's not in lechus machsheves. But Rabbi Yehuda, the Rashbo says here, and the same thing is mentioned in Chesed, that according to Rabbi Yehuda only says Klutokim Shehum Chadam Yeh when it is called in accordance with his Rots. So then it's Kim Shehum Chadam. But if it is not, if it doesn't conform to his Rots, if it's not called in accordance with his Rots, then Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say Klutokim Shehum Chadam. Doesn't say Klutokim Shehum Chadam. In other words, after all, good, when there is an actual anoche, so then it doesn't make any difference. Anoche is anoche. But kolut is not an actual anoche. But it's a din. It's a din anoche. It's a constructive, illegal anoche. So the Rashbo says that when does Rabbi Yehuda say, klutok mishum chadam ye, only if it's a savde machshavte. But if it's not a savde machshavte, then kolut ba'avir is not considered noch. Is not considered noch. Some melee, we understand Rashi. Rashi says here, so Rashi says, aber moch und mein sorge dai nei na mit dem khaila to bin mok ma hoch laftart di die moch li sind da mit boy und so nach hoch mit dem khaila war es da because ek rebiude rebiude only applies the dean of gut im shimoch adam if it's something machshafte so if but if it's not is something machshafte then kol is not gemish ruch. So the melee, if the kavone, the horse of the person, was that it should rest at the end of the Ledames. So the moment it passed the borderline between the Shayok and the Sarabim, so that at the, when it was cold, right after the borderline, so it wasn't Tunach then. It wasn't Tunach then. So how can he be Mechuyev on the score of the Ledames and Sarabim? Because if it wasn't Tunach, so maybe it wasn't Becca. If it wasn't Tunach, it couldn't be Becca. So, but he could be Mechuyev on the score of Mitzim Shesayoche Vishesarabi. And it's a Tzoyah Richter. So be you Ochel, you say Dalit, but you are Ochel in the Chayim Abor as Dalit. Do you ever meet Chil as Dalit, you say Dalit Vishesarabi. Ela Yitzoy Lechudel in the Chayim. Ve Yitzoy Arirdo, but I mean, there is no doubt that this is the Pshat Rashi. Ve Yitzoy Ochel, it's like Tzirko Boile, Dito Duach. And if the Rotzen, the Kavot and the Rotzen of the person was that it should be Noch the moment it crosses the borderline, so Hochel is saying, Dalet Loi Boile, Dito Duach. So then, so now, and where does it actually rest? We say Dalet. So there we cannot say that it's not Noch. Noch it is. But then he cannot be mechuyev. So ili hoche, it's like tzirko boil in tenuach. So mele, it's considered not the moment it crosses the borderline. So he becomes mechuyev on the score of meitzim lishus hayochi lishus harabim. And then it is nekar again. But he cannot be mechuyev on the score of mavad al damen lishus harabim because it's not in lechaz machsheves. Yes, why then? Yeah, because it's not in the Chesed HaShemes. Hochel is a Dalet Loi Boil Et Anuach. Vilesel is Rike Dalet. Vilo Mechayelo, the Binon, Ha-Akire, Mitchilas Dalet Veshus Arabi, Va-Anoche, Misi Dalet Veshus Arabi, Vioche. Now here is a very difficult question. Yes, what is it?
Okay, going to two questions. In the case, so therefore, Kavon, Nizkavon is going Dalet Veshus Shmona, so therefore when it reaches Dal, we should say Kuta Kavunta, because since he had Kavunta to throw it Dal, even though it went 8, so we should say Kuta Kavunta because it reached that point.
In the contrabute.
Yeah.
A contrabute. So this Kavun is like Arba, he's like
Shmona. But it should be high because of Dal.
Maybe Rabiude will say that.
Alright.
What? Well, maybe Rabiude will say that.
Alright. And one more.
Gemara doesn't go a contrabute here.
Yeah,
alright. Gemara says this Kavun is like Arba.
Alright, one more question. Now for interview Huda, so we're saying when he said with the tip, with his tears, he says, come on, Moshe.
But the only thing is, I mean, if it is, let's say, in the case of Moshe Sarabi, so Moshe Melech Hashemim say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say, Kudok Moshe Ruch Adam Ye, in the same Rishus, only in another Rishus. Mm-hmm. So Melech, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to this Hashemim, so he wouldn't be Potter, because in the same Rishus, we do not say, Kudok Moshe Ruch Adam, you see.
All right, one more question. It says, yeah. The tears, come up, Moshe Tears, it's a Noah. So now we're saying in Rabbi Yehuda,
one second, they haven't reached that anymore yet. One second. This Rashi is very strange. Really, Hoch. It's like Tzirka boil, Yitonuach. Hoch, we say Dalet, we boil Yitonuach. Vivese, we zrike Dalet. Vilun Mechayev lo. Vilun Mechayev lo. Dibino Nakira mitchilas Dalet, vishus Rabbi Vanoche. We say Dalet, vishus Rabbi. Vihoche, im Yitzias HaPesach. Holoi Noch. Holy Noch, that's a very strange expression. I mean, the Marsho and the Maram were both aware of that expression. Holy Noch, the Evian is in Dalet, the Mechayev, Atavai, Umiwa, Tzoyeh, the Mechayev, the Niskayim, Marshavte, Don Noch, the Shusarabi. So, in other words, so what should Rashi say? Rashi should say that if the Kavone was that it should be Noch, the moment it crosses the borderline. so we say Dalet, so his Rotzen was that it shouldn't be Noch, we say Dalet. So in Mele, he could not, he cannot be mechuyev on the score of mitchilas dalet, l'seif dalet. Why not? Because the hanocher of l'seif dalet is not meleches machsheves. So that is all right. But he's mechuyev ha'itzoye. What itzoye? So when does he become mechuyev ha'itzoye? Not when it rests l'seif dalet, but the moment it becomes cold after he crosses the border. But the Rosh Rashi is strange, so he says, V'hochei mitzias ha-Pesach ho-loinoch. Rashi should say, V'hochei mitzias ha-Pesach ho-loch. And then when it's heavy on the same dalet, so that's not like Machsheves. Why does Rashi say, V'hochei mitzias ha-Pesach ho-loinoch, V'hevel is a dalet, the Nechayim at Havayim?